Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be doing one of our occasional book reviews, and we're going to be looking at Kind of Blue, The Making of a Masterpiece by Ashley Khan. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. Kind of Blue, Miles Davis in The Making of a Masterpiece, was written by Ashley Khan, who has written several books on jazz, including Impulse, The House That Train Made. And this is his first big book, and he began it in 1999, and he was allowed to listen to the original master tapes of the Kind of Blue recordings, so including all the outtakes. And in fact, the good news is that in the 50th anniversary Legacy Edition was released containing all of those outtakes. Well worth a listen, because you hear what he's talking about in that book. All the things like, oh, you know, your floor's a bit squeaky and things like that, which Miles Davis says at one point. And the sort of false starts and the things that go, the feeling their way into the session. And what's amazing about the album, I think you'll agree, Nick, is it's regularly the number one album. It's the Citizen Kane of jazz albums, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
It sort of always seems to be the top choice. And what I liked about it was it gave a lot of insight into the recording of it, but also it did look at the influence of the Columbia record deal that Miles had got, because he'd been with Prestige. And in fact, on our website, I've written a blog about two other books that I think are important to give context to the overall ideas. And that's, one of them is called Three Shades of Blue, which I really enjoyed. And that looks at Miles Davis, Bill Evans and John Coltrane, and sort of how their confluence occurred there and ended up on that album. But it's not about the album. And the other book is called 1959, which is, strangely enough, two of the books are by people called Kaplan, but they're not the same Kaplan. 1959 is about that year and how everything changed, including things like the release of Kind of Blue, which, by the way, was released on the 17th of August, which will be 2 days after this podcast airs. And it was released in August 1959, and the last recording session was April 1959. So the turnaround was reasonably good. Have you got any thoughts on... have you got any thoughts on the book, Nick? Or
I mean, I only managed to read just a preview, just a very small part of it. But it was very interesting what I read. It was mainly, I think it was really talking about how the session was set up, really. You know, he talks a lot, doesn't he, about, as you said, about the circumstances of the recording and obviously the studio where they recorded it. So there's a lot of, as well as obviously looking at the tracks, there's a lot of kind of other detail, isn't there, about the actual session, which is interesting.
Well, he has these things, there are interludes that he has in the, in between chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. The first one's called Columbia Records. The second one's called 30th Street Studio, which produced...
I read some of that, yes.
Yeah, which produced a lot of the great Columbia jazz albums and classical albums.
It was a church, wasn't it? A converted church.
It was an old Armenian church that had been converted. And sadly, that studio went. But in the blog, there's an interesting thing about the piano from that studio. So, in fact, Glenn Gould recorded on it, for example.
Okay.
Steinway D series. But read the blog and find out what I'm talking about. That's on our On Podium site, which you will have heard about in the pre-ramble of the podcast. My final thoughts are that it's well worth a read. You really should listen to the album and know it a bit before you listen to the book. When I say listen to the book, actually, you can't. That's not one that's available on Audible, so you'd have to read it. But anyway, we're coming to the end now. My name's Simon Whiteside. You've been listening to 251. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.